Hey, thank you so much. I'm Robert Scobel. I'm the entrepreneur in residence at Upload VR, and I'm studying the virtual and augmented reality worlds. And I told a story here at the Digital Lily conference, the Photokina conference, that I got these headphones from Doppler Labs at Coachella, big music festival. So I'm at a big music festival, and they're selling these headphones for $200. These headphones block the analog audio from getting to your ear, and they have a microphone on them, a processing chip, and speaker. And you can then change your audio, augment it by using your iPhone to get rid of noise in a room. They have different noise canceling, much better than Bose. You can do all sorts of volume and control of things. You can make it more bassy, more trebly. You can run all sorts of algorithms on the audio and make the audio different. So you can put it inside of a cathedral or put you on in a sporting arena or whatever you want to do. There's all sorts of stuff. And these $200 headphones, you know, I'm at Coachella standing in front of these huge speakers, millions of dollars worth of speakers. And you put in these $200 headphones and they sound better than the millions of dollars of speakers because they're doing more. They're making the sound better. But then you take them out and the reality sounds better. And you put them in and augmented sounds better. How can they both sound better? Because your mind likes both. Your mind likes analog, likes seeing the analog wave coming off, the light wave coming off of things and sound and all that. And we also like hearing augmented and seeing augmented, seeing SpongeBob running around the floor or R2-D2 or whatever, zombies crawling out of the wall, right? That's also very enjoyable for our human mind, and it's really cool. Mind likes both. And so I think we're going to be constantly taking off and on the glasses just to see what reality looks like and enjoy that a bit before putting the glasses back on and going back into the augmented world.
So are you going to say that the digital will help us to redefine what we have had in the analog world?
I think it already has. I mean, I picked up on this at Neil Young's studio. Neil Young's obviously a famous rock and roll studio. And his audio engineer has done a lot of playing with different kinds of recording technologies, but they ended up with a 2-inch analog tape machine. It's as good audio experience as you're going to have because it captures analog waves. And when you listen to the music that he recorded on that machine, it's sampled. Even at a high sampling rate, a 500 kilohertz per second sampling rate, 500,000 times per second sampling rate, which is very finely quantized, but it still is quantized and your ear still picks up on that. Because I was in the studio listening to both, to everything all the way down to 44.1, in which you can really hear a difference. At 500, it's really hard to hear the difference. You have to work at, is there really a difference between this digital versus analog? But you can still sense a difference. It's smooth. Analog is smoother. It's richer. It has more information. It captured the actual analog wave coming off his voice box, right? So that's where I picked up on it. And so does that make you appreciate the real world more? I don't know. But I do know that the real world, the analog wave coming off this audio I'm looking at, is very pleasing to the eye. And I think we're going to want to take off the glasses and appreciate the analog form that some designers spent, or teams of designers spent a lot of time making that form. But then we're going to put on the glasses and there's going to be a fantastic contraption, virtual contraption on top of that form. And it's going to be like, holy shit. And then we're going to sit in the Audi and the car's going to disappear like an F-35 pilot has it disappear, right? And we're going to find that very cool. But we're still going to take off the glasses once in a while, check out reality, you know, see if it's lying to us, right? Because if you walked up to me and I have these glasses on and you're a really beautiful 20-year-old girl, I'm going to take off the glasses and just check.
That's the right word.
It might be a fat old white guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like there me. You are. There you are.
Yeah.
When I was a youngster, my mother was the first organ player, renowned organ player in Europe.
Yeah.
I stayed at the church. I started making recordings with her as a youngster when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, and I was in the church. And still today, the quality I had at that moment, I can't have a challenge in the digital world.
Yeah.
Now, the people today who just are born, not like me in the analog, but in the digital, that's why I asked if they have all the digital displays now on, what's happening to them if they suddenly start to discover what I had experienced when I was a youngster. What's going to happen?
More time in VR, and you're going to have some people who are addicted to it and can't turn it off. I'm going to be one of those people.
Okay, that's the best phrase we could have.
Thank you.
So I will stop all that. There are thousands of questions. Is there one remark you want as a final statement to empower the people to think otherwise than they had done before?
This stuff is going to be big someday. Yeah. And you can say I'm resisting it for a while, like they have every single time a new technology has come along in my life. My ex-father-in-law told me he would die without touching a computer, and he was right. Yeah. But he's gone now, and a new crew is in charge. Yeah. And if you want to understand this new world, you need to get a VR headset, and you need to start playing so you understand what's coming. And if you're building a business or have a business, so that you understand the shifts that are going to happen over the next 3 years, so you can start preparing for them and teaching your team and getting a team going that deals with this, right? I think for this industry, it's the most exciting time of my 51 years on Earth. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what this industry does. So.
Bob, thank you for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you again. And I promise you next time when I go to the US, I'm going to see you in real.
Yeah, come and meet me in Upload VR in San Francisco.
We'll do so.
We have 4 VR bays. We will have a lot of fun.
I have friends in Alameda, so it's easy to go.
Thank you.
Take care.